Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Messages deck, and I have Moonshining. Stay in integrity. Moonshining means talking nonsense or empty foolish talk. There's a sense with this card that what someone is saying is all about style and no substance. Is that person you or someone else? Drawing this card suggests there's a risk that someone has been filling your head with ideas that have no place there. Maybe someone's making you promises that they can't or won't keep. Or maybe someone has said something hurtful to you and you've taken it far too seriously. Perhaps they were just being provocative. There is a sense with this card when this card comes up that you should disregard the empty or cruel words that somebody has spoken to you and instead gather your own power and love yourself more. Also, do not be the person who is doing the moonshining. In other words, make sure you're acting with integrity in all of your current dealings. Otherwise, as sure as this moon rises, karma could come back to even things out. And that's not meant to sound alarming, it's just a statement of fact. So the additional meanings for this card are: don't make empty promises, someone is baiting you, think about who you can trust, don't let somebody's words hurt you, don't take life too seriously. What can I say about that? It's when this card comes up, I mean, to be honest with you, you should always sort of not be that person that moonshines making promises that you can't keep. Also, if there is somebody who keeps promising you things and never seems to come through for you, and yet you are like one of those nice people that just says, okay, fine, maybe next time they'll sort of see the light and they'll come to me and they'll give me what they promise, try to create a boundary for that so you don't get fooled over and over again. Having a kind heart can sometimes means that you get trampled on quite a lot, and being a good person means that you will also have the ability to take things out on yourself. Like if somebody is ghosting you, you can then take it out on yourself, like, what have I done? It's more like, why are they doing that to you? Have you done something else, but something to hurt them? But realistically, they're just the ones with the problem. But if you are the one who's always looking on the bright side and being like, yeah, hopefully they'll come around, blah, 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 then you're only fooling yourself, and you might just be moonshining yourself, giving yourself empty promises that you believe in that aren't actually true, when deep down in your heart, your intuition says this person is not very trustworthy. Or you shouldn't be saying yes, 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 when realistically you don't want to do these things. You don't have to be a good person to everyone. Just be a good person to yourself and then go from there. So whether this card comes up in a reading, or it should be something that you sort of integrate into your life. Yes, it is nice to be good. It is good to be good to people. But if they are constantly taking and you're always giving, not so great, especially for your own personal ego. And yes, it is true, we do all do need some form of ego in our lives in order for us to get things done. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.